Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
In recent weeks, we've been reading about and smelling the Humboldt Lightning Complex fires in the areas just north. I'm sorry to hear that some of those fires may still threaten the community of Orleans. Happily, the more recent rainfall and lack of winds, combined with the efforts of fire crews in the area, have allowed most of those fires to be contained. A couple of years ago, I drove to a little town northeast of Ashland to meet a friend who is a bit of a hermit and a lot of an environmentalist. He commented that there are now five seasons: winter, spring, summer, fall, and fire season. The fifth season, fire, has gotten to be a perennial occurrence every summer and fall in the American West. And recent news records destructive fires in places as far-flung as Maui, Canada, and Greece. So there are fires perhaps in places where they did not occur with such frequency in the past. Some have called these fires the new normal, others the new abnormal. You see where this is going. A lot of people attribute these fires to climate change. According to many meteorologists and scientists, climate change poses a huge threat to our world. It is often reported with almost apocalyptic certainty that unless we ban our consumption of fossil fuels, we're doomed. But one of the rising candidates for the presidency in the Republican Party recently proclaimed that climate change is a hoax. What's the truth of the ongoing debate? A recent article by Patrick T. Brown titled, "I Left Out the Full Truth to Get My Climate Change Paper Published." In the article, Mr. Brown wrote, "I just got published in Nature because I stuck to a narrative I knew the editors would like. That's not the way science should work," end quote. He cites a number of headlines and articles that blame climate change for turning places like Maui and Canada into tinderboxes. The author admits that climate change is a factor in increasing numbers of wildfires around the world, but he thinks the press and some scientists have pared this complex issue down to a simple storyline that rewards the person telling it. He did publish in Nature, but it likely would not have been published if he had reported more fully some facts about global warming. The bias is to conform to the prevailing narrative. Contrary facts are left out to make it seem clear and simple. For example, Brown writes, "In another recent influential Nature paper, scientists calculated that the two largest climate change impacts on society are death related to extreme heat and damage to agriculture. However, the authors never mention that climate change is not the dominant driver for either one of these impacts. Heat-related deaths have been declining, and crop yields have been increasing for decades despite climate change." Mr. Brown's point is that science should suggest the ways we can mitigate the effects of climate change, as well as merely crying out that we must stop climate change at all costs. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.